各位亲爱的朋友，大家下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播网络电台正在播出的轻松学英语英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家来到今天的轻松美语口语课堂，口语走起来。各位同学，马上欢迎出今天的嘉宾小高老师。
各位亲爱的朋友们，大家好，我是人见人爱花见花开的小高老师。大家过得如何？
太人见人爱了，现在的新昵称叫心肝宝贝开心果。同学们，小高老师最近啊已经开始玩他的新浪微博了啊，虽然大家也知道他来的晚了一点，不过总算是开始了，所以他的微博的新的昵称叫什么来着？
人见人爱的小高老师。
哎呀，各位同学，如果你在新浪微博上，请你马上搜索人见人爱的小高老师，他加一个关注 follow him。 你知道吗，小高老师的微博啊，那可是自拍圣地呀、
啊、Yeah, well, you know, here's the thing. 除了自拍，好像没有其他的可上传的，因为我这是不是说明我很自恋，或者我的生活很无聊？
可是我发现同学们还挺喜欢的，你的粉丝们还挺喜欢的。
是吗？因为他们就是觉得他们在看一种怪兽，然后他们就可以就是讽刺我或者。
Oh, we will see.
No, I like to look at all of the fans' pictures too, and 我也如果时间允许的话，我也特别喜欢跟你们留言，然后我就跟你们互动互动。
对，这也是呢应大家的要求啊，大家说你看小高老师每周上节课就走了，我们课下呢也找不到他，那为了让同学们方便能够跟他交流，所以小高老师现在开始玩起了微博，同时呢也会每天都会在 QQ 群当中出现啊，我们的群号是4326133，大家要挤破头赶紧挤一下。
That's right.
现阶段呢好像有很多的自拍照 selfies。
That's right.
不过未来可能会有更多 creative stuff.
That's right. So, remember, 这句话你要记得哦。We're hoping in the future, we can make my Weibo, at least my Weibo, more interesting. And so, it'll be a surprise. Okay, we'll make it a surprise. We'll just 说到这儿吧。
好吧，我们就说到这儿吧。Yeah. 今天呢，我们的英文电台地道美语口语经典会带来第十个对话的学习 Topic 10。在这个对话当中呢，主题就是关于 money， 花钱买东西。而且我们刚刚度过了一个又惊又喜的双十一，接下来最大的问题就莫过于你的钱包了。俗话说放血痛快回血难啊，今天我们说一说你是怎么消费的，有没有刚刚花了一大笔消费呀？你的消费习惯是喜欢把钱全花光倾囊而出，还是愿意计算着钱啊抠抠缩缩的花呢？钱花在哪儿想三天，花在哪儿不眨眼呢？我们现在问问小高老师，最近花钱了吗？
Gosh, yes, I did. 花了好多钱。
最近怎么回事？你也当双十一的剁手党了吗？
I did. Well, you know what? I probably wouldn't have, but 上周一你们就提到了，其实双十一不仅仅是单身的人要过的一个节日，
哦，
更是在网络上要买东西的人，
哎，要
过这个节日。
是啊，所以说，你是不是属于那种双十一一买就把钱花光的人？
Yes, I am. I am. But you know what? It's okay because 双十一嘛， what else is there to do on 双十一 besides buying stuff online? And man, I tell you guys, I cannot live without the Chinese online market.
其实花钱是一回事儿。有的人呢在双十一把钱都花光了，这是另外一回事儿。
Yeah.
今天我们说的是买买买 ，buy buy buy， 掰到最后一分钱。
That's right.
买到最后一分钱。
Yeah. It was awesome. I bought something. I bought several things. Okay. Really interesting. And I'm hoping that in a couple days the stuff will arrive at my house. And believe me, I promise all of you.I'll share it all with you on Weibo. I'll let you know what it was that I got on Weibo, okay?
等小高老师这双十一花的那笔巨款的货到货了以后，他就会在微博上跟我们分享，是吗？
That's right.
听说这个东西还是为我们大家花的钱呢。
Yeah, yes, 在一定程度上。
是给我们大家花的钱呢。
That's right. So, are you excited?
那我们更加 looking forward to it.
I'm excited. Now, Jingjing, I should ask you, did you buy anything on the 双十一?
对不起。 I bought nothing.
Really?
我什么都没买。
That's good. So you're a good saver, right? You're good at saving your money.
要说存钱，真是。
Yeah.
我敢要我说。说我是世界第102，你没有人敢当第102。
我们的听众朋友 Yummy Mummy 他写道 I only buy what I need, but the thing is, I need almost everything.
啊哈哈哈哈我只买我想要的东西、yeah. 但问题是我什么都想要。
hey, 我很了解你我很理解你 Yummy Mummy, 我跟你一模一样我是不是 Yummy Sun? 我是不是 Yummy Sunny?
是的。这个我觉得你有一点王尔德的风格啊、
yeah.
我什么都能抵抗除了诱惑
yeah. Yeah.
很有意思、uh-huh. 然后有位同学说 You'd buy something for Teresa
Oh, you better buy something for Teresa
记得 Teresa 是谁吗
Oh yeah, I remember Teresa
Last week we had Teresa
right,
Your new girlfriend
She was a fox, you know, and I got her digits
Hey, no, 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 she's not a fox
Oh, no, no, she wasn't I struck out with her
对了不 Teresa was in dialogue too
Oh, she was, okay And
and you're going to have a date with her.
Oh, that's right. So I did get her digits.
对。
I did get her digits.
你留电话的那个 Teresa.
That's right. Good.
看来还是跟上一节课有机相连啊。
Good.
有人说双十一什么也没买本来想买个 Kindle, 但是没舍得。
That's okay. 反正双十一是每年一次的所以呢明年再看一篇吧。
其实我觉得如果您是一个book lover, or you love reading,我觉得你真的是可以买个 Kindle 你知道我们很多嘉宾老师都手里有 Kindle、啊、Kindle 小高有 Kindle 吗、
曾经有、后来呢你知道吗、我的朋友大卫也有过但是呢他的 Kindle 就是破碎了所以呢我是个好朋友我把我的那个 Kindle 送给他了、
啊、
真的
天哪
然后以后就没有 Kindle 了but 你可能就是比如说 Kindle 它的作用就是看 books, right?
就是看书。
我一般来说我喜欢看真的书
嗯
还喜欢在那个我有一个平板电脑
嗯
嗯也喜欢在平板电脑上看书因为如果觉得无聊的话我就可以玩玩游戏啊。
所以你还是喜欢平板电脑。
啊、对
我们的很多位嘉宾老师什么韩女老师啊什么傅建立老师啊、嗯、都有 Kindle 的哈。如果大家想要的话应该还是去买一个看书可方便了。小刚，我们今天这两段对话可都是涉及到把钱花光了哟。
Yeah.
Spend all your money.
Spend it all. We're gonna
spend it all.
We're gonna spend all our money. Now, I think today is a very special, topic, and it's very appropriate because 我觉得我不仅仅是我把我的钱都花掉了。
对。
而且很多人。
包括我也花掉了
yeah,
今天我们所有的人都要一起把钱花光
right,
花光花光我们一起花光好来看今天的对话吧超级简单不过我们会慢慢讲哈、
yeah.
第一个场景当中呢小高看起来不大高兴晶晶问他说嘿、hey, 小高你怎么了
Hey 小高 what's the matter
Hey 小高 what's the matter 大家注意跟小高老师学习啊，这些口语的一种语气
That's right
怎么说 what's the matter
Yeah.
What's the matter?
What's the matter? So
what's the matter?
When we're asking, you guys might think to say what's wrong. Yeah, we can say what's wrong, but we can also say what's the matter.
What's wrong? 是我们在课本当中学过的。你怎么了？它是一个比较英式英语的用法。
Yeah.
对不对？小刚老师教我们美式英语可以说 What's the matter?
What's the matter?
你怎么了？你看起来不大高兴啊。哎，我会说 You look a little bit unhappy.
Well, here I'm going to say you look a little down.
Look? You look a little down. Down 就是下面的。
Yeah.
沮丧的。
That's right.
不高兴的。
That's right.
我可不可以说 you look a little unhappy?
Absolutely. You look a little unhappy. You look a little down. You look a little sad. You look a little... No. You look like something's the matter. Yeah. You look like something's the matter.
Something what?
Something is the matter.
You look like something is the matter.
That's right.
也是这个意思是吗
Yeah, that's right.
Wow, 今天学到好多表达、
yeah.
You look like a, you look a little down.
Yeah.
You look a little sad. You look a little unhappy.、
Mm-hmm.
You look a little.
You look like something's the matter.
You look like something is the matter.
Yeah.
都是这个意思。你看起来不大高兴。小高说，哎，是啊。
Yeah,
我刚刚买了一部新手机。
Well, I just bought a new cell phone.
好 ，I just bought， 一定要注意，已经买过了，所以在这里务必要用 bought， 不能用 buy。
That's right.
I just bought a new cell phone. Cell phone 就是
手机。
我刚买了一个新手机。你可不可以说 I just bought a new iPhone?
Yeah, absolutely. I just bought a new iPhone. I just bought a new Xiaomi. I just bought a new, I don't know, 安卓 I just bought a new...
哪有安卓三星好吗
Oh yeah, okay. I just bought a new 三星。
对, 对, 对也可以说手机的品牌啊。不过在我们这儿呢这个打广告了。
Oh, that's true, yeah.
I just bought a new cell phone. 现在的手机都叫做 cell phone.
Yeah.
好。啊我把钱都花光了。
And now, I don't have a bean to rub together.
我的天啊乔刚你说我们要说这句话我把钱都花光了。我可以说 I've spent all my money.
That's right. Yeah, I spent all my money.
但是在这里，小高老师会教大家一个非常地道、非常美语的说法，叫把钱花光了。怎么说
？Now I don't have a bean to rub together.
我连一个豆子都没有了。一个豆子 to rub 什么意思啊
？That's right. So sometimes we refer to like beans like in your pocket as money or change, right? We're saying I don't have.一个也没有 right? It's just, we're just saying, hey, I don't have any money.
那你说你这话是个什么意思啊？我连块去擦的豆子都没有了。
Yeah, I don't have a bean to rub together, right? So you just don't have any money, really. I don't know the depth or the story of this idiom.
但就有这种说法。
Yeah, we often refer to beans as a type of money, right?
Yeah, bean 就是一种、yeah. 一种钱啊
not 一种钱 but maybe like in spoken English we can use it to refer to money
就是在口语当中 bean 豆子这个单词其实是可以指代钱的如果我说啊，就是这一句话叫做 don't have a bean to rub together 记住这么连串的一整句话它的意思就是没钱乐
That's right
记住了吗
我记住了
只能说吗 I don't have a bean to rub together.
I don't have a... Or I have no money. Or how about this? I'm totally broke.
I'm totally broke.
Yeah.
Broke 就是 B-R-O-K-E, 破产了。
Yeah.
我完全破产了。它的意思也是我目前了。我没有钱了。当然是小高老师教的这一个最好啦。对不对
That's right.
I don't have a bean to rub together. 诶小高你说
Yeah.
我可不可以说 I have a bean to rub together?
I don't think so. I don't think so. So I think we only use this in the Fo Ding sentence. Now, I'm just looking online right now, and you should know that we have a word called a bean counter. I don't know if you've ever heard of this. A bean counter.
数豆豆的人。
Yeah, so this is what a bean counter is. A bean counter, it's someone who...manages their money very, very well, and they control their expenditures, or they control their spending very well, like almost like Wei Guanli, to, you know what I mean?
善于理财的人叫 bean counter.
Yeah. So that's kind of like, if I don't have a bean to rub together, well, that's kind of like the opposite of being...A bean counter, right?
嗯，明白了。
Yeah.
我就一个 bean, I don't have a bean to rub together. 这句话的意思就是说我一分钱都没有了，我一个 bean 都没有了。大家学会了吗
？That's right.
有人说叫做手里一个子儿也没有了，
一个子儿也没有啊。
你说我们聊天室当中这位同学
，Yeah,
S C H W A， 他的名字应该怎么念
？It looks like Schwa.
Schwa.
Yeah, it must be some type of Latin, or you know.Latin romanization of like schwa kada schwa. That's what I think.
是 schwa di ka 的 schwa 吗
schwa, maybe. We should ask her, schwa, am I saying your name right? Schwa?
哎呦你看看啊他们聊天室同学的名字都跟咱花钱这么应景儿。是 schwa di ka 吗、
yeah.
您最近的出勤率还挺高的哈他把那个 bean counter 听出来了也打在聊天室大家可以看一看。好了这句话叫做我没钱了 I don't have a bean to rub together. 非常的漂亮。晶晶说哟真的吗
Really?
我以为你很有钱呢
I thought you were loaded
你看看你看看你看看 我以为你很有钱。我会说 ，Oh, I thought you were rich.
Yeah, I thought you were rich, right? I thought you had tons of money. Here, I said, I thought you were loaded.
又是一个新单词。大家看，中文那么简单，为什么英文有那么多的说法？I thought you were loaded. 你看 ,loaded 是什么意思?
Okay, here it means to have a lot of money, right? He is loaded with cash, right? He, you know, 钱不是问题。他有好多钱,他是 loaded.
你看 load 这个单词本身就是负重的意思。
Yeah, loaded like, exactly, exactly. Think of something being filled up, filled to the top, right?If something is filled up, if your wallet is filled up, we could say it's loaded with cash.
可不嘛，哎呦，这身上啊，包里啊，全是钱，满满当当的全是钱。
To our book, Real Spoken American English, I think I said that right, or Real American Spoken English, right, is loaded with very native English phrases, right? And it's loaded with new words, and it's loaded with humor.Right, so
loaded with girls' names.
That's right. It's loaded with, 反正你懂了. Anyways, my point is that we can use this loaded thing in just about any situation we want. If you want to express that something is full of something, then we can use the word loaded.
看看 be loaded 这个短语 or be loaded with something,、就是说什么东西啊，它都充满了。
Yeah.
If you were loaded, 就证明 you were rich.
That's right.
You are loaded, 证明 you are rich.
That's right.
这样 loaded, 我们就学到一个很生动的词，就想象着一个人的兜里全是硬币，哎呀，把他都压垮了，都 loaded 了，已经都背了好几十斤了，就证明这个人很有钱、
哈。Yeah.
好，我以为你很有钱。I thought you were loaded. 学会了。
That's right.
你把钱都花在哪儿了？
What have you been blowing your money on?
哎呀。你说这句话哈，明明你把钱 Where do you spend all your money? 明明可以这么说，可是小高却告诉我们一个新说法，叫做 What have you been blowing your money on? Blow money.
That's right. Blow your money, right? If you blow your money, okay, now...
吹钱吗?
Well, that's funny. Yeah, that's what literally it means, right? To blow it, right? Now, I should tell you that when we say the word blow money, it usually carries a meaning that the money, you bought something you didn't need, right?
Oh.
You kind of, it's almost like you wasted your money, right? Like you bought like a toy or something, or you bought like a new car that maybe you didn't really need. Oftentimes, that's what it's referred to, right?
同样是花钱，你看、blow money 的意思就是说，像小高老师说的、有点浪费钱的意思。
Yeah, you know where this word really gets used a lot is with like casinos?
赌场。
Yeah, so, you know, the reason I don't go to a casino is because I'm afraid I'll blow all my money.
我不去赌场的原因就是因为我怕我 blow money,、我怕我控制不住乱花钱。
Yeah.Yeah.
所以 blow money 有点乱花钱的意思。
That's right. Yesterday, Bob, Jennifer, and I went to the bar. I blew all my money on drinks and food.
哎呀，昨天晚上呢，我们几个人哈，到这酒吧去了，结果我 blow money on 后面就是花在什么地方。
That's right.
什么零食啊，酒啊。
That's right.
Blew my money on all this stuff.
All these things, yeah.
All these things.好，就 blow your money 的意思，或者是 blow your money on something, 就是有点乱花钱在什么地方。
Yeah.
所以我就说，你把钱都乱花在哪儿了，小高？你把钱 what have you been blowing your money on?
What have you been blowing your money on?
你把钱都花在哪儿了呢？小高说
，Well, besides my new cell phone.
你看，除了 besides my new cell phone, 除了我的新手机之外，我还 I also
bought a lot of clothes and DVDs.
我还买了大量的 clothes, 衣服、和 DVDs. 哎，现在这年代还有人买 DVD 吗？
I don't know.
应该改成 some
Blu-rays, right? Blu-rays. Or what's the next one going to be? It's going to be like the green beam or something like that. Yeah, what's the next one? We had the
3D beams.
The red razor or something like that.
对，哎呀，
Yeah.
小高。
Yeah.
Keep it secret.
Okay. Okay.
什么叫 Blu-rays? 好。
Yeah.
A lot of clothes and DVDs. 我买了很多的新衣服和很多的 DVD.、Mm-hmm. 在这里就用 also bought a lot of things 就可以了。下句话，晶晶说，哎呀，你看你哈。乱花钱，你应该学着节省点儿。
哦、oh, ，
哎呀，这句话特别好，特别好。
That's, 但是 说起来很容易，做起来很难。
请问地道的美语，你应该省着点花钱。这句话到底应该怎么说呢？来吧，各位同学，今天我们的微信互动课堂的互动开始了。
OK，
邀请出各位啊，第一位是 Breeze。
Breeze says, "You are supposed to be more frugal." Okay, yeah. So frugal, good, used correctly. You are supposed to be. Now I'm going to reread the original sentence. It says, "你应该
学着
节点钱，节省点钱。
对，学着在哪？
Yeah, 学着 right. So where is the learning here? So that is.One area that we can work on, Breeze, but I liked the rest of your sentence. Grammatically, it's okay. It's no problem.
好的。书啊，这位是淑女的书，她今天是第一次参加。我们来听听她的语音。Oh.
You really should learn to be more frugal.
Good. Okay, what I will help you with is pronunciation. So, the word here is frugal.
Frugal.
And what I'm going to do for you guys right now, because I'm seeing that a lot of people chose to use the word frugal, I'm going to give you the definition for it right now.
F-R-U-G-A-L. 很多同学喜欢用这个词，经济的，节约的。
Yeah. Let's see here. It means to avoid waste, right? It means to avoid waste. Now, I'm on an English website right now, and it's giving me a warning. 他在警告我，他说 frugal, used as an adjective,is very rare, right?
Frugal, yeah. 用作形容词的时候、yeah. 是非常罕见、少见的。
Yeah. Yeah. So this is not used a lot. Well, that's good, because today you're going to learn a different 说法。
对了、yeah. 你看看、yeah. Frugal 用作形容词是很少见的，那就证明有其他的方法代替它的用法，对不对、
right.
我们往后听。好，侧耳倾听。
You should take a lesson to save money
You should take a lesson to save money.
Ah, okay, interesting. Obviously, she's trying to work out the 学者. Didn't quite get it. Now, when we learn a lesson, we usually learn a lesson when we suffer a consequence from making a bad decision. Now, we can't use that here.
Mm.
Right? We can't use that here.
Take a lesson 的意思通常是长了记性，长了教训。
Yeah, exactly.
是被教训了。
That's right.
什么样的事情、right. 啊、不能用在学习上哦。
Yeah, that's right.
蒋水燕
You got to spend little money for buying stuffs. Let's do this. So the word stuff, can we say the word stuff in a plural form with an S?
No. Yeah. Stuff 绝对没有 S.
Right, yeah. So stuff, no matter what, can never have an S at it, right? Stuff, 它本身是个复数，它的本性就是复数的 right?
Okay.
We don't need to put an S there.
记住咯。
Yeah.
其他的呢？
其他的 she says you got to get spend. We can't say you got to get spend. How about this? You should spend less money on stuff, right? You should or you shouldn't spend so much money buying things.
你看，好，江水燕把这两句话记下来。小高老师给你的一个小小的批注啊。
That's right.
Monica.
Monica says you gonna save money anyway.
还不错。
Uh-oh, well, you're gonna save money anyway. Now, this is pretty far from what our original Chinese sentence is, right?
当然句子不错啊。
Well, let's see here. Now, if we're gonna say you gonna, in between, we need a verb. You are gonna save money anyway. But the anyway, I don't know. I think I know what you mean. You should try to save your money any way possible. That's the best I can do. That's the best I can do for...Fixing your sentence there.
关键是咱们原文当中有学着、
yeah.
节省点儿，是吧
？What do we do?
能不能够准确一点呢？来看琴瑟潇潇。
You should learn to tighten your belt.
哎
，I like that.
弄紧你的带子。
Hey, you know, if we were still giving out books, this person would get one.
琴瑟潇潇说的好啊。
Yeah.
哪儿说的好啊
？Well, number one, this person used perfect grammar.Okay, number two, this person used an English idiom, which I did not use. I did not use this English idiom. But this person has used one and used it very correctly.
Tighten your belt.
Yeah, you should tighten your belt here.
可以是指节省点，手里紧一点。
That's right.
是吗？
控制一下自己的那个 spending.
好的，徐小叶。
You really need to learn not to spend too much. Ooh, I really like that, 徐小叶。
对，小叶写的这个是非常正常的啊，又很标准的一个句子。
Oh, 徐小叶, I love you. Okay, let's go on.
很标准吧？你别看他用词简单，但是他没错。
It's you know what? I like 简单. I like 简单。
简单又标准，马上他就能看懂。Miss Pang.
Miss Pang says you should learn to cut down spendings. Okay, Miss Pang, it's almost perfect. It's almost perfect, so I'm going to make it perfect. You should learn to cut down on your spending.
哎呀 ，cut down 也是很好的嘛。
Yeah.
后面就差一个 on your spending.
That's right.
你看 on your 差一点点啊，大家也可以学着这么用。庄庄
，Zhuang Zhuang says you gotta get saving money. How about this? How about this? You gotta save your money. How about that? You gotta save your money. 他写得很口语，但是呢，我们就是在上口语课，所以可以。
可以。Yeah. 好 ，Kathleen 是这么说的。
You'd better learn how to save money from now on.
嗯。
Oh, you'd better learn how to save money from now on, right? Now, good. So, Kathleen, perfect English.I love the sentence. So now your next step is to learn how to say the sentence perfectly. So here it goes. You'd better learn how to save money from now on.
漂亮。
Yeah.
Kathleen, 你写得很好。但是你能够，小柯老师给你提出的要求是，下一次要说得像他一样流利。再来一遍。
Okay. You'd better learn how to save money from now on.
很地道吧。
Yeah.
Okay. 他说我不知道能否说 You should know how to economize.
Yeah, but well, first of all, I like your original sentence better. You should know, how about this? You should learn how to economize. You should learn how to economize, right?
好的。Lily, 北京。
You're supposed to save some money. Here, not, well, technically, now, Lily, this is a wee bit far from our original sentence, just because you don't have the word learn.In here, right? And there's nothing about learning. You're supposed to save some money. Now, the one problem I'm having with it, is the word some, because, it's really not saving some money. It's about learning how to save money, right?
好的。
Good job, though. I think grammatically, it's good.
其实他用 you're supposed to 也可以，你应该怎么样？
That's right.
这句子倒是没错。
其实我很高兴他用的是 supposed to， 因为上周我就强调了大家一定要学会 supposed to， 所以呢，我还是很感谢你 ，Lily。
今天好几个同学就开始学用 you're supposed to，、
yeah.
其实真的是这么用是对的，真的、
yeah.
可以。就咱们这个原句里呢，有一个学，
是，
哎，你得把那个学啊说出来。最后一位，我们的 R Dreamer。
Okay, R and Dreamer here says, you must pinch pennies and not be a big spender. Interesting. So, do you guys know what it means to pinch pennies?
不知道啊。
You might have seen the word penny pincher, right? If you pinch, well, first of all, a penny is the least valuable coin in America, right? It's worth 1 cent. 100 pennies equals $1, right? So it's a very low...It's like your 一分钱, right?
分分钱嘛, 一分。
Yeah. If you pinch pennies, that means you're very tight with your money, right? You're very frugal.
可以这么说吗?
Yeah.
You must pinch pennies
and not be a big spender. Good.
很漂亮啊。
Yeah. So again, it's a bit far from the original sentence, but it doesn't matter because I have...The translation for you guys.
大家可以百花齐放，把你能够想到的所有的英文短语全部拿出来用一用，看小高老师给你纠正行不行哈。
I love it.
好，哎，接下来我们来看小高是怎么说的。你应该学着。
You should really learn how to be tight with your money.
你看看 ，You should really learn. 你真的应该学学什么呢 ？How to be 好了，短语来了 ，be tight with money， 紧对钱很紧。
Yeah, yeah, you got to be tight with your money, right? Again, this is really the Koyu version of frugal, right? If you're being tight, or it's really just a jisheng qian, really. Let me know, are you guys tight with your money, or are you a loose spender?
好、
yeah.
一个是 tight with your money、
uh-huh.
一个是 loose spender、
yeah.
loose 就是 L-O-O-S-E
That's right
loose spender 就是很松散的很随便的花钱者、
yeah.
哦，那今天我们学到了手头紧啊，是把钱控制的很紧叫 be tight with your money 手头松呢叫 loose spender
loose
you spender. are a loose spender 好了非常不错这句话再来一遍
I said, you should really learn how to be tight with your money.
学会了，这就是一个 frugal 的一个口头说法。以后咱们就少用 frugal 这个单词，好不好？
好吧。
OK, 小高说，那我怎么才能节省呢？ How to be?
Yeah, how can I do that?
How can I do that? How can I do that? 我怎么样才能节省呢？晶晶说，如果你每个月都存一点钱存钱 save a little money?
Okay, not quite. If you put a little aside every month...
又来了。你说这口语怎么跟我们所学的这么不一样啊？
Yeah, it's okay.
存钱叫 put a little aside, 放一丢丢到旁边。你看。
Yeah, so if you put a little aside every month...
后面的 a little 后面都不用接 money 吗？
Well, you could. You could say if you put a little money aside every month. But here we don't need it because we kind of already know what it is, what the object is that we will be putting aside.
因为此处呢，上下文已经有钱了。
Yeah.
所以我们就说 put a little aside, 对吧？那你看这个，就是把东西放到一边，就是存钱，岂不是很棒吗？这种说法。
Yeah.
这样的话，你很快就会有一笔不小的存款了。
You'll be sitting on a small fortune in no time.
哎呀，好生动啊！你很快就会坐在一笔小存款上面，是这个意思吗
yeah, ？That's right.
小高说的是 ，You'll be sitting on 坐在 a small fortune. Small 就是小的
，That's right.
Fortune 就是
，Yeah, what is a fortune?
财富。
Oh, is it? Okay.
财富。
Okay.
那很多财富呢，叫Big fortune.
A big fortune, yeah. That's, well, you know why I don't know this word? Because a big fortune, 不在我的生活里面。I'm like, to me, it's a foreign word. It's not even English. It's like, what word is this? Some alien language. Fortune.
小高说什么 Big fortune, 大财富对我来讲简直就是外星语言。这不是英语。
Now, of course, I know penny pinching or 钱都花光了。Of course, I know this, but...
难怪哈、
yeah.
全文当中动不动就是花光了呀、
right.
难怪就是 pinch penny 啊主要是因为没多少钱、
right.
穷
啊真的
买买买三个字组合起来就是穷字嘛、
yeah.
是吧好 sitting on a small fortune 你就意思就是说有一笔不小的钱了
That's right.
in no time 是很快了
That's right, 很快
小瓜说好吧
OK
我试试
I'm gonna give that a try.
I'm gonna give that a try. Give it a try 的意思就是试一试。
我试一试吧。
I'm gonna give that a try.、
嗯、
我试一试吧。
嗯、
希望有救哦。希望有效。
I hope it works.
Hope it works.、
嗯、
hope it works.、
Yeah.
Hope it works.
I hope it works.
晶晶说肯定有用的。
Yeah, you need it.
Yeah, you need it. 你需要的。
You need it.
You need it.
Yeah, that it 指的是什么？
钱。
Yeah, and the let's see here. And the hope. Yeah, if I hope it works. You need it, right? You need the hope. Yeah, and the 钱。
到底 you need it 那 it 是指的什么？
我认为是 hope, right? If I say like right, wish me luck. Yeah.You need it, right? I hope it works. Yeah, you need it, right?
Yeah, 那就是 yeah. 要么是 luck,
要
么是 hope.
That's right, yeah.
You need it.
But also, you were right, I need the money too. Yeah.
Dialogue 2. Dialogue 1当中小高已经 blew his money on...
What did I blow it on? I blew it on DVDs, and I blew it on a new
cell phone.
New cell phone.
And some
clothes.
Okay.
And
that's all.
And, yeah.
然后没钱了。
Yeah.
一分钱都没有了。
我忘了告诉你 ,Jennifer 来了然后带她去吃饭了然后看了电影然后。
With Jennifer, me?
然后看完了我们吃了冰淇淋然后三个西瓜。 OK.
还没有拉肚子吗？这三个冰淇淋还有西瓜什么之类的。
yeah, yeah.
好吧，我们来看第二段哈。第二段就该换小高已经把钱花完了，反正。
Yeah.
第二段就该我来花钱了。哎呀，真爽，我也来花一笔哈。小高说：“嗨，晶晶。”
Hey, 晶晶，
今晚想和我和其他小伙伴们一起去看电影吗？
Wanna go to the movies with me and the gang tonight?
Yeah. Wanna go to the movies? Go to the movies 是看电影吧？
That's right.
With me, 和我。And the gang, the gang 是谁？
The gang, the gang.
The gang, G-A-N-G 是谁？
Sure. So here, the gang, now this is, if we say the gang, right?If we use it as a pronoun, okay, a personal pronoun, we're referring to our, basically our 小伙伴们, right? Or 小朋友们.
就是小伙伴啊.
Yeah.
原来小伙伴还有一个这么地道的英文说法, 叫做 the
gang.
Gang.
Now, if you look in a dictionary, what gang means, gang is kind of a
band. 团伙,团伙.
Yeah, yeah, it's like, you know, a group of people who are, they commit crimes and stuff like that.
那个叫做 gangster.
Yeah, gangsters, and the gangsters are inside a gang, right? They're members of a gang. Here, it means a group of people, right? It's a gang of people, right?
大家注意啊，这个 G-A-N-G 呢，是一个指的是一个专门的团伙的意思。
Yeah. Yeah.
此处可以指小伙伴们。
Yeah.
嗯，那这个词我觉得，挺地道的。
我也觉得挺地道的，
但你注意哦，发音不要发成 game 就不对了，
而且不要把它看成是汉语拼音，因为它不是钢的意思，它是 gang 、哎哎哎哎、
汉语拼音真的可以拼哎，
对啊，它有钢，就是钢铁的钢，
各昂的钢的拼音哈，
对，
它的读音是，再来一遍
gang yeah
好，那 with me and the gang 叫 the gang 就是小伙伴们，大家说这个词好不好？
Okay.
Wanna go to the movies with me and the gang tonight?
Wanna go to the movies with me and the gang tonight?
去不去？晶晶说：“哇，听起来好像你又有闲钱了，这下又烧包了哈。”
Wow, it sounds like you've got a little money to burn now.
It sounds like. 就听上去好像 you have got.
Yeah.
Got 什么？
A little money to burn now.
A little money to what? To burn now, to 烧 now.
Yeah, to burn now.
听上去你又有一点钱去烧了哟。哎 ,burn 怎么讲
?burn, right? So, remember how, I talked about blowing money, right? Blowing is also kind of means to spend money, right? Burning money is to spend money, right? Once, think about it, if you took a lighter and you burnt the money wouldn't be there anymore, right? Here it just means to spend it, right?
烧,烧钱。
Yeah.
就是花钱，汉语一模一样、
啊。Oh, really? 你们也可以说烧钱吗？
可以啊。Wow. 汉语说一个人烧包，意思就是说，哎呀，钱多的呀，必须要花了，不行，不花难受，叫烧包。
Wow.
英文当中 burn money 就是花钱，烧钱。
That's right.
好，我怀疑现在这个所谓中文的烧钱，是不是就是从英文翻译过来的呀
？That's right.
叫 burn money, burn some money. It sounds like you've got a little money to burn now. 听上去你又有闲钱了呀，小高说。是啊
，Yeah，
我听了你的建议就开始攒钱了。
I followed your advice and started saving my money.
哎，听你的建议怎么说 ？I listened to your advice.
That's yeah. Well, here I said I followed your advice, right? 我听从了你的建议啊。
对了，其实啊，听从在英文当中最地道的应该是 follow your advice.
That's right. When we were little, right? We should follow our parents' advice.
对。就是听从跟随某人的意见、yeah. 你别看汉语当中说我听你的意见就是 listen 的哈、
right.
那不一样哦 listen 跟 follow 完全是两码事 follow 是我开始跟随你的意见做事了叫
right.
I followed your advice OK 然后呢 started 存钱攒钱怎么说、
saving my money
saving my money 小高很多同学搞不清楚 saving 和 money 之间到底要加什么东西还是直接 saving money.
Yeah, we can save money or save your money or save my money or just save money 都可以，你加不加都可以。
好，来存钱，英文当中可以说 save my money, your money.
Yeah,
也可以 save money.
Now I should tell you because if you go to the bank and you like you 存钱 there it's called to deposit money.
如果到银行去存钱，就不能说 save money 了。
Right. Right.
Save 是 save 自己的钱在家里 save.
Yeah, yeah.
那去银行必须要用 deposit.
That's right, deposit. 我给你拼写啊。
Okay.
D-E-P-O-S-I-T, deposit.
Deposit. 好，银行要用 deposit.
That's right.
那小高可不可以用 save some money?
Yeah, I saved some money, but then I spent some money too, and now I have no money.
又完了。Yeah. 又没钱了哈。
Yeah.
我好，这句话我们学会了啊。I followed your advice and started saving my money. 我还多做了一些工作。
I also picked up some hours at work.
I also picked up. Picked up 就是做了一些。
That's right. Increase. Here it means to increase. I increased my hours at work. So let's say, 我有一个兼职的工作。
Mm-hmm.
本来每周上十个小时的班、
okay.
那么现在呢自从我 picked up some hours 以后了那么我每周上十五个小时的工作
明白就是 increase work time
That's right, to increase
就是 pick up 的意思就是增加了一些、
yeah.
some hours at work 工作时间、
right.
哦，我可以说增加工作时间叫 pick up some hours at work
Yummy Mummy 在我们的聊天室，他问到：
存钱是 deposit， 那取钱呢？
他说取钱是 withdraw 吗？是的，
是的。
Yummy Mummy， 你猜对了，
非常对。
取钱就是 withdraw。
withdraw 这单词不好念啊。
Good job， Yummy Mummy。
好的，那我就增加一些工作时间，我又赚了一点小钱哈。金星说：“哎呦，不错呀！哎呦，不错呀！”
Yeah. Oh, good for you.
Good for you. 大家一定要常用这个短语。
That's right.
它的意思就是“哎呦，不错哟”。
Oh, 你太棒了 ，right？ 我就那恭喜你 ，right？ Good for you. 那么为什么我们要强调多多用 good for you 呢？因为我认为在中国这个就是用的不太多。我一般听说 oh congratulations 或者什么的，
为什么不能用 congratulations？
可以是可以，但是呢，我们上的是口语课，然后我们在就是口语当中一般会说 good for you，
明白？ congratulations 一般是你取得什么好成绩，我们向你表示正式的祝贺。
对，就比如说当那个晶晶老师拿到了那个新郎的那个奖品的时候，大家都向他说congratulations Mrs. 晶晶。
说清楚啊，是新郎的奖品啊。
Yeah, 新郎的 ，What did I say？
你说新郎的奖品啊、
oh, ？I'm thinking of 郎，有新郎吗？
我也新郎。
我姓王、yeah.
我在 wedding 上就有新郎
哦耶有新郎 yeah, that's true
新郎哈、
yeah, 新郎的 that's right
新郎的哎对好说到口语叫 good for you 就是不错呀你看听我的没错吧
that's right aren't you happy you listen to me
看 aren't you happy 难道你不高兴吗什么高兴啊 you listen to me 你听从了我的意见你看，听我的没错吧？
Yeah.
难道你不高兴吗？
Aren't you glad you listened to me? She can also say, Aren't you glad you followed my advice?
没错 ，You followed my advice. 小高说，哈，少得意了。怎么说？
Oh,
注意清楚，今天的同学们，
oh, yeah.
少得意了这句话怎么说？
This is really tough.
太挑战了，少得意了。你想这话到底怎么说 ，Jackie Wu？
Oh, Jackie Wu, Jackie Wu is amazing because he says, don't get carried away.
Wow.
But he also says, come off the high horse. So Jackie Wu, we have to use the come off the high horse. It's really good. You should say, come off your high horse. Oh, come off your high horse. 大家一定要向 Jackie Wu 学习。
Come off the high horse, 这个短语的意思就是说从你那种高高的姿态上下来、
right.
下来、啊。
That's right. That's right. Exactly.
蒋水燕怎么说
？Okay, we got you got to get lower point.
Lower point.
You got to get lower
point. 低点。
Now this is more of a direct translation, right? So we can't use this here, but don't worry, because in a minute you're going to see what we can say.
好，下一位同学有语音叫 more 是吧
？Yeah.
Don't be full of yourself.
Good.
Full of yourself.
Now, more, this is one of those situations where we pretty much have to use so. Don't be so full of yourself. 不要那么的 or 如此的 right? 那么的 right? We have to have so. Don't be so full of yourself.
一定要用 be so full of yourself.
Yeah.
如此的那么的搞那个得意好吧
That's right.
Monica.
Come on. Be a little less in alt.
Yo.
Less in alt.
Okay.
I'm checking this out right now. I'm checking this out right now.
小高都没见过吗？这短语。
No, I haven't. In alt. It says, okay, my first dictionary didn't find it. I'm checking another dictionary. Hold on. Do we have this word? I don't know. I can't find it. Let me know in the chat room what you mean by in alt.
这个可把小高老师难到了，他竟然没有见过这个短语哈。
Yeah.
再想一想吧，考虑一下吧，看下一位同学，简单悠悠。
简单悠悠，
哎，简单悠悠。
Don't be so complacent. Complacent. Now here we can't use complacent. Complacent has another meaning. I want to look up the official meaning for you right now. What complacent means? Okay. It means this. It means you're not taking something as seriously as you should, or not paying enough attention to something. It's like if you're ignoring something. Right here, we can't really use it here.
还是不太准确，
yeah,
不太准确。
Yeah. But don't worry.
尝试着很好，让小高老师给你纠正一下。
Yeah.
来，最后一位，土豆爸。
土豆爸 says, "Don't be beside yourself with joy, or wipe that smirk off your face." Now let me. The first sentence, unfortunately, we can't try. But I do want to talk about his second one, which is "wipe that smirk off your face." Now, unfortunately, Tuto Ba, we can't use it in this situation, but we can use it in other situations. If someone is grinning or laughing a little bit when they shouldn't be, then you can say, wipe that smirk off your face.
你不要嘲笑他。
That's right. Now, mothers often say this to their children, right? Wipe that smirk off your face.
对，这句话是对的，但是不能用在此处场景里。
That's right.
到底少得意了，小高怎么说？
I said, oh, get over yourself.
Get over yourself.
Yeah, get over yourself.
Get over yourself. 意思就是
它就是少得意啊，少得意。
少得意了哈。
少得意了。
得意什么呀？意思就是 get over yourself.
Get over yourself. 你自以为是，你叫啊，这笑的这
说的什么呀？都没听懂。
是你看你老装大尾巴狼眼。
哎呦，
呀。Yeah, that's my new word. I learned it last week. My Chinese friend.
又很贴切嘛，装大尾巴狼
是吧
？Get over yourself.
Yeah.
哎，话说回来。
Okay. Anyways.
你来不来看电影？我请客。
Are you coming to the movies or not?
Are you coming to the movies or not? 我请客。
My treat.
My treat. 我请客。My treat. 记下来吧。
Yeah.
My treat 叫我请客。
Yeah.
当然我知道大家记下来也不会多用的。
That's right.
青青说：“好的。
”Oh, good.
因为我现在没钱了。
Because I'm broke.
I'm broke 就是没钱了。刚才你不是教过吗
？That's right. So earlier I used a different word. Right? I said I don't have a bean to rub together. I don't have two beans to rub together. Right? But it means to be broke. Now, if you guys only learn one word today, I hope it can be that it's broke, right? So broke is the most commonly used oral English word to represent you have no money. I'm broke.
同学们，如果嫌弃前面那个 don't have a bean to rub together 太长不好记的话，
yeah.
请你今天务必学了这节课，一定要记住一句话，叫我没钱了，
yeah.
叫做 I'm broke.
Yeah.
就是我没钱了。
I'm broke.
我刚刚买了和你一样的手机。
I just bought the same phone you had.
I just bought the same phone you had. 花光了我所有的钱。
It really drained my pockets.
竟然又来了一个新表达。
Yeah.
叫做干涸了我的钱包。
That's right.
It really drained one's pocket. 的意思就是
It basically 花光了我的钱 right? 花光了，还是我的钱都花光了。
哎呦我的天啊，今天那么多把钱花光的，真是三光啊。
Yeah.
我们来总结一下哪些词语是花光了钱。
Okay, let's see here. I'm going to dialogue one. It says, don't have a bean to rub together.
第一句 don't have a bean to rub together.
And we'll also say blow money, right? We blow money.
Blow money or blow money on something, 乱花钱。
Right, we can also say burn money.
Burn money 也是烧钱、
yep.
烧包。
Broke.
没钱了 I'm broke.
And drain one's pockets.
Drain my pockets. 把我的钱包都弄干涸了，已经没有，完全没有钱了，一分钱没有了。好多个表达呀，全部跟没钱有关系。
That's right.
太适合大家双十一之后的心情状态了。
Yeah.
秋后算总账，不要哭哦。小高老师，这么好的两段对话，您给我们地道美语来一遍吧。
Okay, ready?
Go!
Hey, Xiao Gao, what's the matter? You look a little down. Yeah, well, I just bought a new cell phone. Now I don't have a bean to rub together. Really? I thought you were loaded. What have you been blowing your money on? Well, besides my new cell phone, I also bought a lot of clothes and DVDs. You should really learn how to be tight with your money. How can I do that?Well, if you put aside a little every month, you'll be sitting on a small fortune in no time. Okay, I'm going to give that a try. Hope it works. Yeah, you need it. Hey, Jing Jing, want to go to the movies with me and the gang tonight? Wow, it sounds like you've got a little money to burn now. Yeah, I followed your advice and started saving my money. I also picked up some hours at work.Good for you. Aren't you happy you listened to me? Oh, get over yourself. Anyways, are you coming to the movies or not? My treat. Good, because I'm broke. I just bought the same phone you had. It really drained my pockets.
好，哎，小哥，
哎，
你说你要是跟你的同学在一起聊天，你会怎么说这些话？
哎，
你会用那个正常的那种
okay.
就是说话的那种感觉。
You want the super duper.
对，就是你非常正常的，就是随便说话那种。
Alright, here goes. Here goes.
就街上碰到我，你就说。
This is round two. Okay.
第二轮。
Here comes. Hey, Xiao Gao, what's the matter? You look a little down. Yeah, well, I just bought a new cell phone. Now I don't have a bean to rub together. Really? I thought you were loaded. What have you been blowing your money on? Well, besides my new cell phone, I also bought a lot of clothes and DVDs. You should really learn how to be tight with your money. How can I do that? If you put aside a little every month, you'll be sitting on a small fortune in no time. Okay, I'm going to give that a try. Hope it works. Yeah, you need it. Hey, Jing Jing, want to go to the movies with me and the gang tonight? Wow, sounds like you've got a little money to burn now. Yeah, I followed your advice and started saving my money. I also picked up some hours at work. How good for you. Aren't you happy you listened to me?Oh, get over yourself. Anyways, you coming to the movies or not? My treat. Good, because I'm broke. I just bought the same phone you had. Really drained my pockets.
我向毛主席保证，小高老师平时说话就是这样的。
Yeah.
这就是正常语速，对不对？
I would say a wee bit faster than normal, but yeah.
太可怕了，太可怕了。
Yeah.
我们还是先学学第一版好不好
yeah,
Version 1
There's the 第一版 And there is the 第二版 And I am the 老版 And there's also
有学有余力的同学可以去学到第二版、yeah. 啊、美国人正常就是第二版那么说话的、
yeah.
好今天我们的英文电台地道美语口语经典的第十课就学到这里了感谢大家的收听这些有钱没钱有钱没钱的话希望大家都能学会以后就不怕啦下周见
拜拜